Up next, we have with us Sam Parkinson. He is Executive Director of the South Dakota Democratic Party. He's joining me here in the studio. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I am great. How are you, Lori?
And then also with us on the phone, we have James Colombe. He's also with the South Dakota Democratic Party. James, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
All right, we're going to start with Sam and talk to us a little bit about what Democrats are doing to get out the vote on today, the campaign. And I'm talking about campaigning, but just now trying to remind people to get to the polls and helping them get there. We'll start with you, Sam.
Yes, so we are active in over 30 communities across South Dakota. We've got large action centers in about 15 of them, and then people literally working out of their garages in smaller communities like Mobridge and Bonhomme County. We're just reminding everybody, whether it be going door-to-door, making phone calls, get out and vote. Whether you're Republican, Independent, Democrat, however you're voting, we just want you to exercise that right to vote.
Show up. Do you do any poll monitoring? Do you do any showing up at a polling place to see how things are going?
Yeah, we've got some county folks tracking that, doing poll watching, as well as a couple lawyers ready if anything suspicious happens. We don't want that, and we're not anticipating that. But yeah, we are tracking results, and it's early vote numbers seem huge.
All right. James, tell me a little bit about where you're at and what some of your efforts that you're working on today are for the party.
Sure. So my title is Tribal Organizing Director. I'm a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, and that's where I'll be working today. And we've been working on several reservations since the summer. We've got paid organizers working. We've been doing registration drives and early voting drives. And the big focus today is ride to the polls. We're going to have between 80 and 90 drivers out taking people to vote in Eagle Butte, Pine Ridge, Rosebud, Crow Creek, Sisseton, and the Wagner area.
If people are listening right now, James, how do they contact with that? You know, they're saying, I need a ride. Is there a phone number they call? Where do they go?
Absolutely. We've got a hotline, 605-777-0388. We've got dispatchers ready to set people up with rides, and we'll also be coming through some of the reservation communities today with drum groups to get people excited to vote.
Are there challenges to getting people to the polls on the reservation with, you know, voter ID or things like that? What are some of the challenges that you face?
You know, a lot of these communities are very rural. They don't have great roads. Especially during early voting, it can be very difficult for people out in the more isolated communities to get in. But on election day, you know, in South Dakota, you don't actually need an ID to vote. You can vote with an affidavit attesting your identity. So we don't have the same issue exactly as North Dakota. And we've also got more polling places out in the more rural communities. So hopefully it's easier to get people to where they need to go.
Sam, do you do any kind of exit polling? Are you looking at the numbers of people that are voting in a way that sort of helps you decide, like, we're, you know, this is a strong showing, we're feeling good about a candidate? Or is it just focused on, hey, everybody, you know, just get there?
Yeah, I would say at the moment it's focused on just getting there. Maybe in the afternoon we'll take a closer look at it. I would say the early voting numbers have been pretty positive. More people turning out to vote, younger people turning out to vote, which makes us excited, significantly more than 2014 as well.
All right. The lines were long at the early voting.
Yes.
We did a story on that yesterday. Sam Parkinson, James Colombe, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules today to talk about getting out the vote. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.